We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, Will.
Will.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good, pretty good. Well, let's jump right into it. We got baseball. Travis d'Arnaud, and I think it was that thumb. Will we expect to see him back anytime this year? And if he does, is there any concern about his catching and throwing?
Yeah, we should see him. No, there shouldn't be any real problems after this surgery. The question is what the surgery is going to be. We know that he is going to have a ligament repaired or actually reconstructed. It's the UCL, which is not the same ligament as in the elbow. It's the same terminology just because of how we name ligaments. Basically what happened is his thumb just got bent backwards and the ligament tore significantly enough. However, what's interesting here is that they're putting him on the 60-day DL, and the surgery that's done is normally uses a fiber. It's almost like a shoelace that they put over the ligament to help unstress it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of guys have had this. It goes back. Chris Paul had it a couple of years ago. Mike Trout had it. And most people come back in about 30 days. They put him on the 60-day DL. So was there something more than just the ligament they're going to reconstruct that's going to keep him out longer? Or was it just a roster move because they had to make so many with Alex Jackson also hurt? So going to be interesting to see exactly whether this is just the surgery we expect with some extra time for him. You know, if you have 60 days to come back from a 30-day surgery, you're losing 30 days, or whether there's something more here.
Talking with our injury expert, Will Carroll, Max Fried returns after the hamstring after 3 weeks out. They put him on a kind of a restriction a little bit, though. He went five strong. It was really good yesterday for the Braves. Is there a reason now, after you see him do five strong like that, that he should remain? I mean, you're a baseball guy. Should he remain on some kind of a restriction, or you just let him go?
There should be a restriction, but the restriction should be based on the workload he can handle. You know, if you go out, if you said, we'll run a mile, I could do it. You know, I wouldn't be real happy about it, but I could do it. If you said, we'll run 10 miles, I'm going to tell you no. That's probably not going to work out real well. You have to build up to it. And pitching is much more of a marathon than a sprint. So, you know, if you build up and you can go 5 miles, maybe you can do six. Maybe you can do seven, but you don't just jump right into this and go out there. It's also Major League pitchers. We just have better. You know, it's great at like the little league and high school level because that's probably the best we've got. You know, unfortunately, we don't have medical professionals down at that level in most cases. So what they have to do is make sure that he's staying within himself. You know, a 30-pitch inning is more stressful than a 100-pitch outing. So you've got to make that stress down. You got to keep it individualized. You got to make sure people are in the right places to succeed.
Talking with Will Carroll, he's our injury expert. I want to go over here. I want to stay with pitching for a second because I'm curious. Mm-hmm. Baseball is trying all these weird, wacky rules out there. You know, in the minors, you know, larger bases and, you know, pitch clocks and things of that nature. Robotic umpires to get rid of Angel Hernandez, things like that. Okay, so one of the things they're trying is they're going to move for the first time since 1893. They're at the low A level. They're going to move the pitching rubber and the mound back 1 foot, which says that by all the metrics that a 93.3 mile an hour fastball will actually come in at 91.6. It'll give the hitters a better chance. Okay, all right, fine. When you move that pitching rubber back a foot, does that change the mechanics at all for a pitcher, and is that a danger?
We don't know. That's why they're experimenting with it. The poor kids are going to do this. Yeah, a foot isn't much. And yes, it's going to change the reaction time. I mean, the speed itself, from the time it leaves the hand to the time it crosses the plate, you lose about 6 miles an hour in that 60 feet, or actually it's about 55 feet from the release point, just because of air, the drag on the baseball. And that's more for things that spin real hard. So, you're going to give the hitter a little more reaction time. First thing you're going to do is you're going to, it's just going to tell every pitcher, well, you got to throw it that much harder. If you put 2 miles an hour on the baseball, we're back to square. So I don't think it's going to matter that much. The second is you've got another foot to make a breaking ball break. So you're going to see those sliders that are breaking 2 feet become the norm. You're going to have to throw a good slider at somebody's leg to have it break back over the plate. We're already having trouble with the movement that we're seeing. If you haven't seen Devin Williams of the Brewers, we had to rename pitches. Pitching ninja Rob Friedman called it the airbender, and it kind of stuck. And if you haven't seen this thing, check out Pitching Ninja on Twitter. And oh my God, the movement we're seeing this year is just ridiculous. The movement we're seeing at the collegiate level is ridiculous. They deadened the baseball by making the seams higher, which just made it move more. So yeah, the ball is dead because nobody can hit it. Yesterday, all of Major League Baseball batted 235. So basically, we're watching the number 8 hitter hit all the time.
That's pretty deep. Moving to basketball a little bit, LeBron James, he set out again with that ankle injury. Is there some real concern for this because he did sit out some more?
A little bit. I mean, obviously, he tried to come back as quickly as he could. He's obviously still having some soreness after that high ankle sprain. He doesn't feel stable, it sounds like, but he also doesn't sound stable. I mean, he sounds human. I'm never going to be 100% is not the thing we're used to hearing from an elite-level athlete. He's older. We know your body breaks down. It's tougher to heal a little bit. But he's still in great shape. So I was a little surprised by this, and I'm honestly wondering whether he's seeing it. Was me. I'm old, and everybody hates me. My teammates, I hate this play-in thing, which I can see. I just don't see how a high ankle sprain, something that players come back from all the time in the NBA, is really going to become, some lingering issue. He's got great medical care. He's in great physical condition. He's just too mentally strong to believe that he's not going to heal. 100%, yeah, we all wake up and feel 99%, but his 99% is still pretty good.
We're talking the last couple of moments with Will Carroll, our injury expert. We now can know that DeAndre Hunter, that they tried to rush him back too soon. I mean, that's fair to say with the Atlanta Hawks, right?
Yeah, it's tough because you ask an athlete, are they okay? 99.9% of the time, they're going to say, oh, yeah, I'm ready to go. Let's do another one. So it's tough because you've got to trust the athlete, but you can't trust the athlete.
By the way, you're in Indianapolis. The Hawks are going up there tonight. They're playing the Indiana Pacers. Hawks come in, a hot team, Indiana fighting for its playoff life. They're also fighting. What in the world's going on with that basketball team up there? They're punching people. You got Miles Turner.
They beat the heck out of the Thunder. Everybody's hurt. Evidently, there's a culture clash. Not a lot of people know about the ownership down there. The owners have never put a dollar into the franchise. They bought the team for a dollar. They're billionaires, but they've never actually put money into the franchise. It runs basically on the money it generates. They never go into the luxury tax because the owners would actually have to pay money for something. So they're just cheap, basically. They've got so many injuries. They won't sign new players. The coach just isn't fitting in well. It's one of those where seem to be working. So we'll see where it goes. I think he's going to be back because, again, the owners aren't going to eat 3 years of contract. It'll be really interesting. This is a very, very struggling team. But honestly, when you look around the NBA, there's a ton of injuries because, they're not resting. We don't know what all effect the change in schedule had, but yeah, it looks like the Hawks are going to get a win.
Good. Yeah, that makes us happy. Yay. Thanks. Well, apparently somebody's trying to reach you because they're calling you like crazy on your phone there. Well,
sorry.
No, it's okay. we'll let you go to take that call because they keep calling back. And best of luck to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!